from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 22nd. Canon Health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Mainbury of the day, Golnara. Golnara is a delicious nature name that's rare in North America, but widely used elsewhere. I was lucky enough to visit Russia in 2011 when the borders were open. I camped with groups of Girl Scouts in Tatarstan and Bashkortostan, republics that are nearer to Kazakhstan than to Moscow. Culturally, I got the impression of a rich mixture of influences from Europe and Central Asia. Churches and mosques, European and Turkic languages, Soviet era cars, and statues of local freedom fighters. This was, of course, reflected in people's names. My ears were wide open. Next. Second, from the future of education. How well do you know the history of special education? The first milestone was the 19th century shift from outright exclusion to the very first segregated schools for children with disabilities. In the early 1900s, progressive reformers pushed for special classrooms inside public schools, giving kids limited access to regular curricula. The 1950s and 60s saw the landmark Brown v. Board decision broadened to include disabled students, prompting states to start providing some public services. 1975 brought the Education for All Handicapped Children Act, later renamed IDEA, guaranteeing free, appropriate public education for every child with a disability. Recent updates, 1990, 1997, and 2004 reauthorizations, refined individualized plans, transition services, and accountability, shaping today's inclusive system. Up next, third, from Brian and M. Hear me out. I wasn't allowed to say fart growing up, excuse me. I've let a stinker in the one and only time my dad cursed it was turn off that damn smut when he caught my sister and I watching Days of Our Lives instead of taking care of 3-year-old Ken, who presumably drank a bottle of TR. I minic on our watch he didn't, just found an empty bottle and framed this. Hot take, how, when, and where we let our tweens curse and which words are okay. I'm so grateful that we weren't yelled at or cursed at growing up. I think those patterns are easy to repeat, and it's not something that would ever flow easily out of me, likely because of that. And then, Max Greenfield is known for a few iconic Jewish roles. Schmidt in New Girl, Yoshi Schwooper in Long Story Short, as himself miming the blowing of the shofar on the James Corden show in 2022, and now as Ted Byron, Baum, the Jewish dad of the Byron Baum family in the just-released film Don't Say Good Luck, which, as of press time, is the number 2 movie on Netflix. Fourth, from Kate Viller. Years before starring in an Adam Sandler film, Max Greenfield featured Sandler at his bar mitzvah. In Don't Say Good Luck, Greenfield worked with producer Adam Sandler and co-star John Lovitz, two former cast members of Saturday Night Live, which just so happens to have been the theme of Greenfield's bar mitzvah. Next, fifth, from Kate Viller. A teaser for season 3 of Abby. Oh, Max is extremely Jewish, the pit is here. Paging all pit fans, a teaser for season 3 of everyone's favorite medical thriller and HBO's arguably most Jewish show streaming has arrived. And we can all take a collective sigh of relief, Doctor. Robbie lives. The 75-second teaser features Noah Wiles' gruff doctor. Robbie returning for his first shift back at the pit following a 3-month sabbatical. All last season, Robbie planted the not so subtle seeds that he might not professionally or mortally return from the motorcycle trip he planned for his time off. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.